And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the Guides. And our topic this week is love freely. How many times, we ask you, have you held love back because of resentment, judgment, criticism, hurt feelings, disassociation? How many times? God's love is to flow freely on earth, completely open, free, unencumbered. We know you might think this is not possible, but it is possible, and it is up to you to monitor and observe your own emotions and the thoughts that move through you as they go out into the earth realm and are directed at others. Loving freely, dear ones, is why you are here, to express the love and light of God in the third dimension. We recognize this is not always easy because the human mind or ego has its own agenda of keeping you safe and protecting itself from embarrassment and difficulty also. So it will bring up all kinds of reasons why you cannot love freely, including why you cannot love those that you disagree with, those that you believe are your enemies. This is one of the challenges, a big challenge for all human beings, to love freely, letting it flow through you. How do you do this when you feel strongly that another is in the wrong? We ask you first to stop right there, pause, and hold that thought, those emotions. Come home to the center of your being, the center of you, and ask God, what do I do with these feelings? What can you tell me or show me that is really going on so I can see a bigger picture? God will show you the bigger picture, and your awareness will expand as to why that other is doing or saying what the other is. When you hold anger, resentment, war-like emotions, it is harmful to you. It is not harmful to them. It is harmful to you. These emotions and energy within your system are like knives, sharp knives, that do damage to your peace of mind and your joy and the love that you desire to feel and to express in your life. We are not saying to simply whitewash those things that you feel intuitively are not correct on the earth plane. But it is not up to you to make the change, to make anyone do anything differently. It is for you to turn to God and ask, what is the truth here, God? Shine the light on this situation, on this relationship that I'm having that is disturbing, on whatever is causing you fear or consternation, puzzlement. Love freely is what Jesus Christ asked of all, to love thy neighbor as thyself, to love thine enemy, to love all of life. That is a guiding principle for each and every human being on the planet. And we will say it is especially needed now. So we ask you this week to check yourself. When you read a media item and it causes you to heat up and to feel angry and want to revenge a situation or an individual, pause right there. Bring yourself back to the center of your being and ask God about that situation, about that individual. And God will answer you. You are designed to love freely. And as you do this, it is the greatest blessing, first to you, because the vibration and frequency of love flowing through you is healing, and it is divine. It is heaven on earth. And then it naturally flows from you out into the earth realm, out into life, blessing all. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.